The 1930 treaty exchanged formal independence, 1932, for British bases over flight rights and strategic coordination, an arrangement London used across the interwar Gulf. Inside Iraq, King Faisal Dhafir and successors balanced notables, tribes, and minorities while building ministries, courts, and a coercive apparatus that relied heavily on the army and air policing. The officer corps, politicized by patronage and reforms, emerged as a decisive actor. In October 1936, General Bakr Sidki executed the first modern military coup in the Arab world, toppling the government and signaling a new pattern. Praetorian interventions would repeatedly reset cabinets, redraw coalition lines, and condition external actors' leverage. The monarchy survived the decade, but the precedent of military arbitration embedded instability into the state's operating system.